Tuesday night, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Halvavos, Shara Bitochon, Perek Chamishi. And we're learning about the differences between a Baal Bitochon and a not Baal Bitochon, how you could see the difference. It's not so easy to discern. Number 5 on page Kuf Nun Tes was V'chamishi Shabbateach al Hashem. He's focused on Olam Haba because he knows that everything, if you look at everything as Hashem handing it to you, and what you have and what you don't have is Gzeiras Hashem, then you obviously the next logical step is that there's a purpose why Hashem's giving it to you. And that purpose is Olam Haba. The way the Mesillas Yesharim explains it, that it's not logical that a person was created for what's going on in Olam Hazeh. So the Baal Bitochon, again, all the things he says in Perek Hamishi are not the definition of Bitochon, are not the mitzvahs Bitochon. They are signs of a Baal Bitochon, because the Baal Bitochon has to excel and has to have developed bitachon. The Baal Bitochon has to have come to terms with the fact that whatever happens is Gzeiras Hashem. He's mekabelet besimcha. That's how you develop full-fledged bitachon. The Chavos Halvavos and Perek Gimel talks about developing full-fledged bitachon, and full-fledged bitachon requires being mekabel besimcha because it's the Ratzon Hashem. The third, again, it's not the definition of bitachon. It's an attitude towards the sibos. If you realize they're only sibos, but they're not what's indeed causing the effect, so then you have a different attitude towards it. Memela. Number 4 was, again, the idea of money and being generous, because you have the right attitude towards money. The Baal Bitachon has a healthy attitude towards money. Again, that's not what bitachon means, but that's what will memela develop in the world of a Baal Bitachon, because Hashem gave it to him for a reason. He'll spend it on a mitzvah. If he's supposed to have the money, it'll be replenished. If he's not supposed to have the money, he won't have the money. He'll lose it a different way. He's healthy. He's emotionally and mentally healthy about money. And number 5 is that he's focused on Olam Haba. So again, that's certainly not the definition of Bitachon. But a Baal Bitachon, because of everything that he's gone through in developing Midas HaBitachon, he will memela be more focused on Olam Haba. Uvemela hasig olamo. Ulefikach mashakoshelo mehem lelo pegia bedoso v'inyoni olam hazeh misasig. Also, when it comes time to getting a job, so if it, let's say, makes it impossible for him to learn, or it runs into Shabbos, or it runs into tznius, or it's a workplace that's not conducive to his ruchnius for many, many reasons that could exist, so he won't touch it because he doesn't need this job. He'll get a different job because Hashem will get him a different job. What's the difference? That's how he thinks. The chol sheyesh bo chashash pegia b'daso, if it'll harmful to his das ugram aveir lefnei Hashem, ain't a mesasik bo kadei shelo yovi alatz v'choli b'mokam harefuah. V'sheinu boteach al Hashem, but someone who's not a boteach, somech al sibos, so he's into the sibos and he sees them as sibos for the effect. The anuach libo behen, so he really is relying on them, so he's going to do it. He's not going to be able to withstand the nesayon and not do it because of a frumer reason. He'll say, "What do you mean? I need a job. How am I going to earn a parnasa if I don't take this job? Who says I'll get a different job? This guy's willing to hire me." You know, so that's a not Baal Bitochon talking. He won't leave any job. He's afraid to. He'll take whatever comes along. He's not focused on Olam Haba. He's not thinking how this job will affect who he is and what he is vis-a-vis Olam Haba. V'hashishi Shabbateach al Hashem Misyadeid im kol sugei b'nei yodom. This is definitely not the definition of bitachon, but again, this is a totsah of bitachon. It's very, very interesting totsah. The Baal bitachon has friends. He's a friendly guy. People like him. He likes people. Why? So the Chavis Halavos explains, because most people, they view others, so there's like tacharut already. You know, how's this guy going to affect my life? If I'm up, he's down. If he's up, I'm down. If he's down, I'm up. Right? So your relationships are formed based on your perception that dog eat dog. And, you know, if he has a chance, who's going to get the promotion? Who's going to be first on the checkout line? Right? So there's a natural tension by people. The Baal B'tochen doesn't have any of that. He's cool, he's calm, he doesn't care, he lets people go first. He doesn't have a rage issue. You don't have to worry if you beat him for the parking spot, he's going to come out and shoot you. You're not afraid to cut him off in traffic. Because everything's from Hashem. So he doesn't have these issues. So he's friends, he has friends. He's friends with all kinds of people, because he doesn't look down on people. Because he knows that a guy's down on his luck, doesn't have money, whatever. It's nothing to do with him. It's not a reflection. We talked about this earlier in Sha'ar Bitachon. To most people, success of money and parnosa is a sign of their worth as a human being. It's a very big problem. Go ask any psychologist, psychiatrist, marital problem, therapist, and they'll tell you that money, besides the tension in the household that's caused with, if there's a lack of money, and by a Baal B'tochen there's no tension, because whatever there is, but there's also the hergish of failure, if you don't earn a parnosa, and it's very, sometimes it's imagined, it's not even real, but the husband usually feels shofel. And he feels his wife looks down on him if he doesn't earn a decent parnosa. It doesn't even have to be true. And most of the time it's not true. But he feels it's true. But if he'd be a Baal B'tochon, then he would, it wouldn't even, of course it's not a reflection on me. Like, what does that have to do with me? Hashem goes there. So that's what he says. V'tia nafshom shketa b'chevroso. People like having him around. He's not going to stab him in the back, even if he has a chance to get ahead by bad-mouthing them. He's not going to take it, because that's not really what gets you ahead. What gets you ahead is Hashem's decision that you're going to get a promotion or you're going to get ahead. You don't have to make it by someone else losing. The libam shoket machmaso, they can confide in him. They're not afraid he'll mess them up. Einam yureyam imenu al b'neihem u'rechusham. He's not out to get their money from them. He wouldn't dream of, of stealing, of diverting their money, of withholding a stock tip from them. He wouldn't think of these things, because his mindset is that whatever Hashem has decided, I'll get, and whatever not, then, I can't change that. V'gam hu b'bitachon mehem. And he's friends with them because he's not afraid of them. So he has this relationship with them. Kitolato v'nizko, whether he gets the promotion or he gets, or if he's successful, or if he's needed and he wants to show the company he's needed and the other guy's not so needed. His toelas and nezek is not bidei nivra, v'lo b'yecholto. No one can harm him, no one can help him. Right? People are afraid. They're afraid of their immediate superiors getting mad at them. Then they'll report them to the boss. He's ki to alto benis kainu biadniver. He doesn't look at them as the answer to his problems. Oh, the answer to my prayers. This guy gonna. With protection, he's going to get me a promotion. He doesn't think that way. So he's not disappointed. And he's not afraid they'll be mazikim. So he's not. V'chivin shubutuach mehem. V'im betuchim imenu. So everybody's friends. M'syadei imoim. So he forms healthy, close relationships, because people are not afraid he's going to stab them in the back, and they sense that he's not afraid that they're going to stab him in the back. So he's friends with them, Kama Shemra Chosid, and that's the pshat in the pasuk, a very, very interesting pshat. Baboteach Bashem, Chesed Yisovavenu. We'll be surrounded by Chesed, meaning Chaim, Chesed. People will like him, people will want to do favors for him, people will enjoy his company, because he's a Boteach Bashem, and somehow he's just, like, he's cool, he's chilled, he's not frantic, he's not nervous. V'shein Boteach Al Hashem, but the converse, ain't lo you did. So he doesn't have friends. Bein Chaim Al Olam, no one particularly cares about him, because he's always jealous of people. He's always looking to get ahead. He's ready to stab you in the back to get the promotion. And he thinks, this is such an insight into people who are jealous. I said it on Shabbos once, a few weeks ago. It comes from the Chayit Halvav. It's a tremendous insight. He sees the other guy with a car. So he says, that's my car. Really, I should have that car. That's the pshat, that's where jealousy is coming from. That's why it's called kinna, right? Because he feels it was taken away from him. So it's from the Lashon kinna Hashem tzvakos. He feels that the Chavis Halvav says it's the psychology of a jealous person. That it's like resentment, anger. So it's all these emotions bundled together. But it comes from shekol tova sheba'al ha'em husra mimenu. It came from him. That's his jacuzzi. It's his Lexus. He's supposed to be having that. Why does that guy have it? Why come I don't have it? Oh, if not for him, I would have it. And he's not, then he gets all crazy. I mean, I'm not describing to you crazy people. I'm describing to you the average person. You know why they have parnosa? Because really, I should have parnosa. But they stole it from me. They took it from me. Competitor stores are certainly like that. I mean, kill for a customer. B'chol ma'shenedah lo mitshukasav, and he's beautiful. Chagavolos is so almost funny. He says anything he's missing that he doesn't have, who machmosav, because of them. There, you know why I don't have, I can't afford to go on vacation. Look at my neighbor, he's going on vacation. I can't go on vacation. It's his fault. U'v'yodom lo'hovi lo ma'voyav, and if he wanted to, he would say a good word for me. He would get me a job. And he's always angry, he's resentful. He lives through a life of resentment. In ball of tzoro yusurin, b'momono b'bonim, he right away imagines it's from them. This guy's out to get me. This guy has a slight paranoia. And not Baal Bitochon always has a slight paranoia that people are out to get them. As Richard Nixon once said, he didn't really say it, but it's a joke. You'd be paranoid too if people were out to get you. Nidmalok, he's a machmosam. Everything that happens to you, you think it's caused by another person. I mean, there's mamish people like this, so they walk around and they're just mole resentment, anger, jealousy. They feel it, like it's not fair. People live their whole lives this way. In positions, even in rabbeim jobs, and like yeshivas, and all, it runs the whole gamut from A to Z. So nowadays, the Chavis Halvav would say he has to learn Shara Bitachon, preferably Rebbe Melinu Tzashir. And as he develops Bitachon, and if he develops Bitachon, these things will melt away. He'll say, boy, I'm an idiot. Like, what difference does it make if he got the promotion or not? It doesn't affect me at all. Like, that's absurd. Nowadays, they probably would also prescribe a therapist. The therapist might suggest that the reason he's feeling resentment is because, I don't know, this is the problem, that his father didn't buy him all the toys he wanted, and this guy is the father figure, and he resents this guy because it represents his father, and that's why he thinks it's the guy. And there could be some truth to it too. It could be that's the way the mind works. But if he would have bitachon, he would be able to overcome it. But But someone in the shul, I don't want to say his name, I have a lot of respect for him, Bemes. But he doesn't like it when I imply that mental health problems and issues could be overcome by Musar. He doesn't like it because he says most people nowadays are beyond that point, and they taka need help. In other words, they cross the line, I wouldn't say into psychosis, but they're so neurotic that they're past the point where Musa could help them. They're full of neurosis, and yet you push out to bring them down to earth. They're starting to lose touch with reality. I mean, there's people, regular people, I mean, Shalom Bayis issues, you know, men, they think their wives don't like something, you know, they don't like, you know, there's all sorts of issues. It's true, there are very many sorts of issues out there. So whether they can, I don't know, I say it's never been tried, because sometimes, you know, he thinks, when I say you could solve it by getting bitachon, so that means boom, and it's not boom, it's very, very hard. But the truth is that to truly develop bitachon, the way the Chavis HaLovitz would want you to develop bitachon, would take much longer than therapy. First of all, it's every night 10 minutes. It's not once a week. And this is much cheaper, though. So that's why it's much cheaper in people's eyes, because it's so cheap. Anyway, but all kidding aside, there is something to be said for the fact that if you want to know, now there's like thousands of books written. But when I was growing up, there were not that many English books on Torah subjects. There was a therapist, his name was Amsel. He wrote a book called Rational, Irrational Man. And the yesod of the book, I mean, it's case histories. It's case histories from his professional therapy that he would do. And he showed, and the yesod of the book is the Yetzirah, and how the Yetzirah takes on many forms. And he treated, I guess from Jews, I don't remember it. I have it in the office, Grada, but I lent it to someone who didn't give it back. It's an old book. It's like 30 years old. It's called Rational. If you go on, you know, Google or Amazon, you can probably find it. Rational, Irrational Man. Excellent, excellent book. To this day, like one of the greatest books. And he treated people with Musar. Now, I don't know. He didn't. That doesn't mean he took out a Mesillas Yesharim and learned it with them, because you can't take a guy coming in to see you and he's a bundle of neuroses, and you can't learn Mesillas Yesharim with him. But his mahalach was to make him realize certain truths, and it was really a more Musar Dika mahalach. No one would do that nowadays. But the book is, he wrote two books. He wrote Rational, Irrational Man, and I forgot the name of the other one. Judaism, it could be what I'm describing as Judaism and Psychology. And Rational, Irrational Man is the second book that he wrote, where he discusses mental, I don't remember anymore. But it's excellent books, and he taka did it, you know, he did it. I mean, just like Professor Tversky treats every mental problem as a different manifestation of low self-esteem, right? So that's, you know, okay, listen, different therapists have different shittas. What causes mental illness? But I love Shara Bitochon, and I taka think, what does he say? The biggest mental illness nowadays is either stress or caused by stress. And the Chavis HaLovitz says countless times in Shara Bitachon that the greatest cure for stress or preventative matter for stress is Bitachon. That's it. That's how he virtually defines Bitachon in Perek Aleph as something that will protect you from stress. And, you know, this is over 1,000 years ago written. But if you go over to a doctor now and you say, you know, what causes most illnesses, he'll tell you stress. He'll say stress. And the Chagavoda says, Bitachon is the biggest, he defines it, Kimat. In Perek Aleph, he says, what's Bitachon? Bitachon is something that makes you stress-free. You'll just melt away. So, there's something to be said for it. Did anybody ever do it? There's a guy online, Rosemarin, David Rosemarin, I hope I have the name right, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-I-N. And he, online, he gives out these surveys. He did his doctorate in Bitachon, based on the Chovetz Chavos. I once gave out, and he wrote a doctorate about Bitachon and stress, and how it saves people from mental illness. And I don't know, this was like 6 years ago when he was doing his doctorate, and he wanted people to fill in the thing, and I gave it out to the Bitachon Shir. But he's still online with all different types of these mahalchim in mental illness. I know if you Google Rosemarin, it'll probably come up, David Rosemarin. And he has all sorts of surveys and questionnaires, and he wrote a lot of articles, and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Every once in a while I get something from him, I'm on his mailing list. Anyway, but it's, you know, I'm thinking now, has it ever been tried? This guy probably does it. If I remember correctly, this guy goes with Bitachon to help people with all their issues. Amzel, in that book, I forget already which book it is, he deals with the Yetzer Hara. He really does. He shows how your mental illness or your mental issues are a result of taiva or gaiva, and if, you know, you got to deal with that. Anyway, the Chovetz Chavos here is describing the person that's full of resentment and jealousy, and I mean, he describes it so beautifully. He describes it like a real shrink. He says if something happens to him, he says, it's that guy's fault, and he could stop it. If not for him, it wouldn't have happened. V'kivin shano kaba, the last few lines. V'kivin shakaba hanachas alolu belibo. So now he's like angry at them, like those guys. If he would pierce them, he's like bokatoytzo mikach levazosom. So you know, you pierce the guy in the street, all of a sudden, you know, he punches you in the nose. You don't know what hit you, would you? Like, this guy's full of resentment, he hates you. You barely said three words to him in your whole life, your next door neighbor. And he just, boom, he says, curse you, ula haskir mumeyem, and he talks against you, ula kalel es kulam, the listno osam. And this is real behavior. Barei mavuzu b'shnei olamos, so he has a terrible life in olam hazeh, because he's full of bubbling resentment and anger, and he feels he should be that Rosh Hashiva, he should be rich, he should be, you know, like angry, he's an angry person. And you'd see him, you spot him a mile away, people that are angry and full of resentment. But Olam B'Shnei HaMakomos, you know, Olam HaZeh, he doesn't have Olam HaBa. Kmo Shomer HaChacham, Ike Shlev, Lo Yimtza Tov. See, he's miserable, he has a miserable life, and he's a miserable person.